Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. We have with us in the studios once again Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition here in Madison and Madison Healthcare Services up there in the hill. How's it going, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We didn't get to see you in person last week, so good to have you back in,
it's nice to be
in
back.
The flesh again here.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you're looking forward to the Lackbrow County Fair?
Always.
Because the nutrition kind of goes out the window for a couple of days there, right?
You know, it's a different kind of nutrition, right? We're nourishing our memories and our relationships and
That's
our
right.
community and the local organizations that have all their fair stands there. So,
and you're the one who went to the state fair once and ate 26 different kinds of food on a stick or something like that?
30.
Oh, 30. Okay.
For my 30th birthday.
That was it.
I didn't eat all of it, and it was over the course of several days, but yes.
Okay. So you're not going to knock anybody for having some cheese curds and a corn dog.
I'm not. Enjoy the fair.
That's
I think
right.
that's an important thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right.
Well, we're going to talk today about school lunches, which, of course, everybody's thinking about again since school's back in session.
That's right. Yeah.
So what are we going to say about school lunches?
Absolutely. Well, I know we've talked a little bit about school lunches before. We've talked about, you know, the timing of them. We've talked about ideas for what to pack, things like that. And I thought today we could hit just a little bit. This year, there's some changes from the USDA on regulations for school lunches. So I thought we could hit on that a little bit and then give people some tips. If you're packing lunches, if you're packing snacks, kind of what to think about. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what they do in some other countries, near and far, when it comes to school lunch too. So first of all, I think talking about those updates to the regulations on school lunches is a good place to start. And one of the things they did this year is probably one of my favorite things that they've done ever in their adjustments to school lunches, and that's put a cap on added sugar. So we've talked about this a lot. The more research we get on added sugar, the more we see that it's probably the culprit for a lot of different things. Americans take in a ton of added sugar from various places, and there previously was no limit on how much added sugar could show up in a school breakfast or a school lunch. So now what they've done, while it's still maybe not ideal, it is improving. Breakfast cereals can't have more than 6 grams of added sugar per ounce. Flavored yogurts can't have more than 12 grams of added sugar per 6 ounces. And then flavored milk is still something that they allow, but that is something they're working away from, and they're encouraging lower sugar options. So that added sugar piece really is a big thing. And we're going to talk more about added sugar and all of its effects and all of that. This year is also the start of some reductions in sodium. Americans take in far too much sodium, and not necessarily, I shouldn't say too much, far more than the human body needs to operate. So the human body really only needs about 400 milligrams of sodium a day, and the average American takes in somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 or more
That's
milligrams.
Close.
It's not very close.
Oh.
About 10 times what our body
oh, okay.
needs, 400 to 600 milligrams
Back
just to operate.
Back off that sodium a little bit.
And it's not so much what you're adding to your food. It's more all of those processed foods that we eat. So this inherently will pull back a little bit on those processed foods. And then they still have that recommendation for whole grains in there, which is good. Schools have to serve mostly whole grain rich foods. So let's go back to that added sugar here just for a sec, because the recommendation for added sugar for children for the limit in a day is about 25 grams of added sugar. That's about 6 teaspoons. So if you measure out 6 teaspoons of sugar at home, that's about the recommended limit for added sugar in foods.
It's quite a bit of sugar, actually.
It is quite a bit of sugar. But the typical American child eats between 65 and 75 grams of added sugar in a typical day. So it's a lot. Now, considering that kids get about 2/3 of their daily calories at school, a lot of kids get school breakfast, school lunch, a snack. It's important for us to have good food, nourishing food there so that they can have energy and focus and do well on testing and feel well. All of those things are important. So before these changes, things weren't really tracked, but when they did a couple of studies, a typical U.S. school lunch in 2024 had about 12 to 18 grams of added sugar. The typical U.S. breakfast in 2024 was often even higher than that, between 18 and 25 grams just for breakfast. So if you look at that, before kids even go home, they were already exceeding, if they were eating both of those meals, in many cases, they were exceeding their added sugar limit for the day. So there's lots of things that we can do at home because we can't always control if we're sending our kids to school and we're not able to pack lunches or something like that. We can't always control what's being served. But if you are bringing your own lunches, just remembering that we want balance, that protein, things like cheese sticks, hard-boiled eggs, sandwiches that have turkey or chicken or something like that in there. Peanut butter, that's certainly a protein. Produce, we always want to have a fruit and a vegetable. We send lunch every day. We send a fruit, a vegetable, a protein. We still usually send something fun, and that's okay. So adding those little fun things in there, but in small quantities, is ideal. And if it's something that you can make and make together, that's even better. So I think it's interesting as we talk about, you know, packing school lunches, what the regulations are for school lunches, what do other countries do? Well, Canada is probably the closest here for Minnesotans. We can drive there. Unlike the United States, Canada doesn't have a universal hot lunch program. So most kids in Canada, I think they're actually starting to implement some regulations to start that up, to even the playing field for kids a little bit more. But most kids bring food from home. So a lot of times they bring things like sandwiches, fruits, yogurts, sometimes sweetened snacks. So the average Canadian child takes in about 33 to 40 grams of added sugar a day, which is still higher than recommended, but it's about half of what U.S. kids eat. Now, you know I love some good Scandinavian culture.
Yeah, you love your lutefisk.
That's not what I said. Yeah. But Finland and Sweden are leaders in the realm of good quality school lunches. So they have hot free meals served daily for all kids, ages 6 to 16, I think, is their range, and then often for 16 to 19, too. And they include a lot of things like fish, potatoes, whole grain breads, veggies. They don't offer any kind of sugary drinks or flavored milks. The only thing they offer is plain milk and water. But they have guidelines for these lunches that include things that we don't necessarily talk a lot about here, including environmental sustainability and trying to reduce food waste and things like that, which is just great for people, animals, for the earth, for all of it. So kids in Sweden average about 30 grams of added sugar per day, so even a little bit less than Canadian kids. Still above ideal, but again, far lower than the U.S. And a lot of that comes from these like special weekend treats that are a little bit more traditional, and then dairy-based desserts like puddings. Now France, love this one. School meals are treated like a lesson in culture and nutrition. So kids are served in courses. They have vegetable starters. They have proteins with sides. They have cheese, fruit, bread. They don't do desserts unless it's a special occasion. Fruit is the default dessert. And children in France average about 30 to 35 grams of added sugar in a day. And almost all of that is from like homemade pastries and sweets. But essentially none of it comes from school. So when we look at what a lot of these other countries are doing, Italy is another one. They do balanced lunches. They do more pastas, but still vegetable, protein, fruit. Don't do sweets and sweetened drinks on their menus. And Italian kids actually take in the least amount of added sugar at about 27 to 32 grams a day. Again, mostly from homemade treats. So when we look at the amount of added sugar that kids take in, these regulations and these changes really are a great thing. And it's a kind of a phased approach too. Starting in 2027, it'll be a certain amount over the course of an entire week. But I think just as parents, as community members, as schools, as people who are responsible for raising these little humans who are relying on us to help them make good choices when it comes to their bodies and their food, just trying to do what we can to encourage those more nourishing choices to cut back on the added sugars a little bit, but in the process, celebrate the progress. This is a great thing that we're starting to make changes. We're learning from it. We're adjusting, we're adapting, but we want to raise good, healthy kids.
That's right.
So
I think in France they throw in a little bottle of wine.
They do not.
Oh, they don't. Maybe I just heard that. Maybe I heard.
Well, wrong. I think they do often for family things and special occasions, but maybe not at school.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Probably not at school.
Leave the wine out of the.
That's right.
Lunch. Yeah. All right. Well, Amber, good topic today as always. And if people have questions on it, how could they find you?
Well, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. call over here to the radio station or call up to Madison Healthcare Services, and either place can find me.
We'll find you.
Yep.
All right, and we'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.